cause I'm feeling kinda taller than you
lately.
I'm feeling kinda stronger than you
lately.
I'm feeling kinda better than you,
and I know just what
matters. I'm a soldier now in this world. I stand alone, I can't be strong. I walk the miles, I made it home. It's good to know without you I made it. Soldier girl in my world.
So you guys, when we talk about military readiness, discipline, and accountability, we often focus on the battlefield. But today we're looking at a battlefield inside the barracks, inside the place where our folks serve. This is where they live. This is where they're supposed to be safe. This is where they're amongst those people who took the same oath, swore to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. This is the story of Petty Officer Third Class Angelina Resendez. Angelina was just 21 years old, a culinary specialist, a daughter, a sister, a young woman who raised her hand and said, I will serve. She was stationed at Naval Station Norfolk, the largest naval base in the world. And on May 29, 2025, she vanished from her barracks. No signs of forced entry, no struggle, just gone. For nearly 2 weeks, her family lived every parent's nightmare, waiting, praying, and begging for answers. And then on June 12th, her body was found in a wooded area in Norfolk, Virginia. She had been strangled. Being a military woman, I have to pull myself back from time to time because I start to feel and kind of relive some of my trauma. And it's frustrating to see that it continues to happen, you know. And as I said earlier, the sailor responsible was, again, another person who took the oath, who stood side by side and swore to defend her. Got your back, got your six. Seaman Jeremiah Copeland confessed. He pleaded guilty to unpremeditated murder, although this guy had a long history of sexual assault, sexual violence, uttering threats to people. Aggravated assault by strangulation, he pleaded guilty to, indecent recording, obstruction of justice, and making false official statements, and he was sentenced to 44 years. But the question is, how did this all happen? Because this wasn't a sudden act of violence. It wasn't unpredictable, and it wasn't out of nowhere. We said he had an earlier documented history, and yet he remained in uniform. He remained in the fleet. He remained in proximity to women sailors. He remained in proximity to Angelina. And this is where the system failed her. Her mother refused to let her daughter's story be buried under bureaucracy. She fought publicly, relentlessly, demanding answers from the Navy, demanding accountability, and demanding change. And because of her advocacy, the Navy updated its policies. And again, as I said before, sailors under investigation for sexual assault or stalking can now only be transferred to shore commands, not deployable ships or submarines. Why aren't they just automatically kicked out of the Navy? Why aren't they automatically processed to go to prison? That's what I don't understand. And the military operates under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. They have their own justice system. And that's a harsh reality for all of us who have served. That is a harsher reality for all of us who have been assaulted. And even worse, I can't imagine having lost your lives, not at war, but at the hands of someone who stood beside you and swore to defend you as you would defend them, your comrade. This change matters. Yes, it protects victims and it preserves investigation. It prevents predators from being moved around the fleet. But again, put them in jail. Send them to Kansas. Send them to Leavenworth. It should have never taken her daughter's life to get to this point for this kind of policy to be put into place. Come on, man. Angelina's story is not just a tragedy, it's a warning, it's a mirror, it's a call to action, because the truth is simple. If the military cannot protect women inside the barracks, it cannot claim to protect them anywhere. And how well are we protecting our country if we can't protect our countrymen and women? And at a time when our service members are deployed into active war zones, when casualty numbers are rising, when families are already carrying fear and uncertainty, the last thing we should have to worry about is our family members and our children. our loved ones being harmed by someone wearing the same uniform. So now that we've walked through what has happened so far in Angelina's case, we need to talk about the part that's harder, that's heavier, that's more uncomfortable, the system that allowed this to happen, because Angelina didn't just die at the hands of one violent sailor. She died inside a system that ignored warning signs, minimized danger, and failed to protect her. So the reporting failure. Copeland had multiple allegations of sexual assault and abusive sexual conduct back from 2024. Women reported him, supervisors documented the incidents, and the commands were aware, but reporting it doesn't equal protection. And this is the same thing that I went through. I retired from the military in 2003. I served 22 years. It's the same story. It's the same story 23, 25 years later. You still haven't fixed the same thing, but you want to go run up on somebody and want to fight? Come on. Where's the intelligence in that? Where's the senses? Where is it? This? It doesn't make sense. Reporting does not equal protection. In the military, reporting often becomes a career risk, a social risk, retaliation. You got to prove it. It's placed on you. The burden of proof is placed on the victim. Paperwork trails don't. What's a paperwork trail? That's all you get instead of a safety plan, instead of protection. And in Copeland's case, those reports became notes in a file, not any kind of intervention, not for him. Whatever his issue is in his head that he's going through, what he's dealing with, it doesn't even help him. But now someone has lost their lives, and he has admittedly taken his threats up a notch each and every time for the last 2 years, and to the point where he's taken someone's life. He was allowed to continue serving, getting paid, remain in the proximity of women, still allowed to wear the uniform. It's a whole complete system failure. And instead of removing Copeland from environments where he posed a risk, the Navy transferred him between commands. He was made aware, and it was in his record. This is a pattern that we've seen for decades since women have started serving. It's just like, oh my gosh. Move the problem, move the predator, move the paperwork, move the liability. Don't fix the culture. Don't protect women. Don't come confront the danger. And this is how predators stay in the fleet. This is how victims stay vulnerable. And this is how tragedies like Angelina's happen. Culture is not policy. Culture is what people do when no one is watching. And the culture around sexual misconduct in the military has been broken for a long time. Women are told to be careful instead of men being told, don't assault people. Women are told to watch their drink instead of commands watching their sailors. Women are told to stay alert instead of predators being removed. Women are told to report it instead of a system reporting with urgency and responding with urgency. Angelina lived inside that culture, and that culture failed her. The accountability failure? Copeland was finally held accountable after Angelina was murdered. But accountability must be preventative, not reactive. It must look like removing dangerous sailors immediately and getting them some help. Some people have mental issues. Protecting the victims first and foremost, believing them, preserving investigations, enforcing the UCMJ, enforcing consequences, hold everybody accountable at the same level. If you're going to have your own law enforcement uniform code of military justice, then use that and apply it across the board. That way it is not looked, you can't look at it and say it's favoritism or anything. You have the rules there, just use them and follow them. Enforce when there's consequences. Stop transferring and hiding what we used to call transferring your dirty laundry. Stop transferring it to hide the misconduct and creating environments where women are safe, are not safe, not even in their own barracks. Let's start creating environments where we can feel, where we are safe, not even feel safe, but to be safe, if nowhere else but in your barracks. The Navy's new policy restricting transfers for sailors under investigation for sexual assault or stalking. It's a step forward. Ugh. But this is decades old. This problem should not even, you should have some type of fear of doing this. And if you get caught and written up, you should definitely have enough fear not to ever do it again. But this guy, for some reason, and that's why I'm saying this is a person who has issues. Get them some help. Because policy without enforcement is just paper, and paper doesn't protect women. People do. And we see what the human cost is of this. We talk about war casualties, we talk about the battlefield, but Angelina's death is a casualty too. It's a casualty of culture, silence, and systematic neglect. Women are more likely to be sexually assaulted and raped and killed at the hands of someone else in uniform than they are to be killed fighting for this country, defending this country. That's crazy. It should never have taken this to get policies changed. Angelina should have already been safe from 20 years of policy put into place for what happened to me. And 30 years of policy that put in place should have protected me from women who went through it 30 years ago. Angelina deserved safety. She deserved protection. She deserved a system that valued her life as much as they valued her service. So today, as we honor Angelina's memory, we also confront the truth. The military cannot claim readiness if it cannot guarantee safety. It cannot claim discipline if predators remain in uniform. It cannot claim honor if women are dying inside the barracks at the hands of people wearing the same uniform. I'm pretty passionate today. I'm just kind of up in arms. But listen, I'm going to get ready to close this out, and we're going to talk about what real accountability looks like, what change must happen next, and how to honor Angelina by protecting every woman who serves. So stay with me. I'll be right back. Hey y'all, thanks for coming back here. Let's get ready to close out this week's show. And before we close today's conversation, I want to bring us back to the heart of what we've walked through together. We began today with the reality of the world our service members are living in, a world where conflict is rising, casualties are climbing, and families are carrying fear and uncertainty every single day. Our men and women in uniform are stepping into war zones, into danger, and into sacrifice. And yet, even with all of that weight, all of that responsibility, all of that risk, some of the greatest threats we face are not overseas, and they're not the enemy. They're inside the barracks. They're our comrades. They're inside our chain of command. They're inside the culture. And today we talked about Petty Officer Third Class Angelina Resendez, a young woman who raised her hand to serve, who followed the rules, who trusted the system, and who was failed at every turn. Angelina did not die in combat. She didn't die in a foreign country. She didn't die on the front lines. That's what she signed up to do. She died in her own barracks, in her home. She died because a predator was allowed to stay in uniform, her comrade, who took the same oath. She died because reports were filed but not acted on, because she was not valued. She died because the system moved danger instead of removing it. Like I said earlier, we call it transferring your dirty laundry. She died because culture said wait and see instead of protect her now. And family, that is not readiness. They get up here and bolster around and talk, oh, we gonna do this and blow up this and that. You can't protect the people that are supposed to be protecting the country. That's your primary job. How can we have readiness if people aren't safe to do their jobs? This is not discipline, the way you handle this guy. This guy's got issues. And he still has his life, and Angelina is gone. And this is not honor. This is dishonorable to on the chain of command, everybody from the top to the bottom. And someone lost their life. This is not acceptable. Angelina's mother fought for her daughter with the strength that only a mother can carry. Her advocacy forced the Navy to change policy. This should not even have to be a conversation. That shouldn't be a policy that someone with that background is still in uniform. To finally restrict transfers of sailors under investigation for sexual assault or stalking. But again, we have a commander in chief. This comes from the top, y'all. This comes from the top. That change matters. That change matters, and that change will protect lives. But when is that change going to happen? When is it going to be seriously and permanently and cementedly integrated into the system of how things work? When will it become automatic? But Angelina's mom says something that should echo through every command and every barracks and every leadership meeting in the United States military. It should never have taken her daughter's life. And she's right about that. Policy changes are important, but cultural changes are essential. Accountability, leadership, and protection are essential. Because if the military cannot guarantee safety inside the barracks, it cannot claim and guarantee safety anywhere. It cannot even claim victory as a force to be reckoned with. So as we close today, here's what I want you to carry with you. Angelina's story is not just a tragedy. It is a warning. It is a mirror. It is a call to action. We honor her by demanding better. We honor her by protecting women who serve today. We honor her by refusing to let silence be the standard. We honor her by refusing to let predators hide behind rank, transfers, and paperwork. And let us honor her by insisting that the readiness includes safety, not just overseas, but right here at home. So family, our service members deserve more than gratitude. They deserve protection, accountability, and leadership that sees danger and acts immediately. They spend a lot of time and money and brass knuckles and just going around the courtyard to get people to join the military. Oh, they do a song and a dance. They do a song and a dance. We deserve more than that. Deserve more than gratitude. They deserve protection, accountability, leadership that sees danger and acts immediately, and deserves a culture that values their lives as much as their service. Whoo, ask you again, as I have a couple of times throughout the show today, please, if you are a praying person, pray for your military. Pray for each and every person who is out there sacrificing, who has taken an oath to serve and protect and defend this country. Pray for the leadership of this country. We may not agree on politics and anything, and don't even like what people are doing and stand for. But everybody that wakes up for a new day has an opportunity to change, has an opportunity to do something that'll make a difference. So pray for our leadership. Pray for our service members who are serving foreign and domestic. Please pray that each and every person is protected and that they will be able to return home safely to their families. And that they will start to look out for one another, that Angelina's cause case and loss of her life will be something that flickers, be a flicker that ignites a flame for people in the military to reach out and say, look, I'm feeling like I want to hurt somebody. Maybe I need some help. Or if somebody sees it, that somebody does something, don't report it and still see them walking around and sneaking around and being confined on ships and stuff. See something, say something, people. But y'all pray. I ask that, and I thank you for tuning in today. I pray and hope that everyone is well and living in sufficiency, and that if you have military people in your life, in your circle, check on them, make sure that they're okay. Thank you for tuning in today. I am Trinity Sunshine. This is Ask the Chief, and I'll see y'all next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Stay safe, stay aware, and stay connected. I salute you.
This song is for you, Angelina. I salute you.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you, I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led to my regret. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you. Yeah.
strength is gone. In you I can be strong. I look to you.
All I can say is thank you.